And we are 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to radio. My name's Joyce. It's 23 minutes past 12 on the clock. Welcome to radio. The sun rises here. We're 99.3. You know that by now, you don't? Well, nice meeting you and welcome to the fold. All right. We call this Radio Thursday's edition of Radio. We get to hold it to be the day for the Lords of Logic, but of course, the one you love. Confessions Thursday comes before the Lords of Logic. In about a few minutes, I'll be off on a break, and after that, we'll kick off Confessions Thursday. Remember, the rules to this particular episode of radio would be that every time you call to give us a secret, you do not say your name. And yes, secrets of your encounter in life, with life, the certain, the uncertain, the brash, the cold, the uncertain, the crazy, the thrill, maybe the fun, and sometimes, of course, the regret. The past, the present, the future, everything as it all relates to you on Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. It has to be something. It has to be remarkable. It has to maybe pose more questions than it gives answers. It has to be an experience of yours. And of course, it has to be as honest as can be possible. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Night 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. All right. When you're calling, you don't say your name. I want to believe you know how this works. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Another Thursday. Another time. Or say a moment in time where secrets get told. And if you hear something which you want to contribute, well, if you hear something you want to say something about, you're free to say something, but you are not at liberty to exercise judgment. And I think that sometimes it's a little difficult to stay behind the line, but you must try, you must ensure that you withhold judgment. Mm-hmm. And then you would realize life through the eyes of others. You would see what they see and see, or maybe even hear what they have done, and maybe gets to show you that life can really be what it is. Yeah. Cream and sand. It can be of hopes, and sometimes it's of broken dreams. Sometimes it's of melody and music, or the melody in music, and sometimes it could be drab and silent as the grave. Welcome to radio. How are you? Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
My confession is that I just have this obesity, and you know, about whenever I heard your voice, there are these things I always feel about me that you know, that is that I can't just comprehend. I can't just feel it anymore. I don't know how to place it on. I just to break it up. I so much love everything about you, Joyce.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I just so much love everything about you.
Oh, that's cool.
And I wish we could have taken this more deeper than just radio stuff.
What do you mean by that? Like dates or something? Get married? Turn off the volume of your radio set. That grates on my nerves. Please. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, it's off. I'm sorry.
Good. So you think we should get married, right?
Yeah, I mean, if that sounds like something that's going to be possible, why not?
Yeah, it's all right. Where do you want to live?
Pardon?
Where would you like to live? Where would you like to live after marriage?
Well, that wouldn't be my choice. I mean,
I get to choose? Like, how many kids do you want to have?
I think we can do two.
Okay.
You don't mind?
Oh, nice. What do you think? What do you think the power parity between men and women should be?
As it stands, I think we're in public, and I don't think that could have been what we should have been discussing now.
For real? You don't want to discuss that in public because you think, as a man, you can't be. You know, your ego has to be preserved in public. You know, I don't believe in egos, right? A thing is either true or it's not true.
Well, this is not necessarily an ego. I mean, I think I'm just...
Yeah, so if it's the truth, you can tell the truth in public. In fact, the more public the truth is, the better.
well,
because what this means now is you can't profess your love for me in public if it doesn't meet your conditions of what your ego requires. That's really what this is. Because I'm asking you a very straightforward question, one of which would have been, say, I mean, yesterday's conversation, for example, is a good reference. It's like, what do you think the power parity should be? Do you think that the woman should be subdued? Do you think that the woman is subject? Do you think that the woman is less? You know, like, that's what I...
No, not at all. I mean, I'm a kind of person that believe in equality. I mean, there shouldn't be anyone that should be subdued.
Okay,
to,
so do you believe in love or do you believe in agreement? For marriage?
I think I believe more in agreement than love.
So our philosophies don't match. I believe in love. If I don't love you, I can't stay with you. I can't. And I do not believe in tolerance. I don't believe that I'm going to be married to someone and tolerate.
But I don't think you can actually love without agreement. I mean, do you think you can actually love without agreement?
Okay, so let me share something with you. From my knowing, there is love beneath human will, and then there is love above human will. I subscribe to the love that is above human will. The love I cannot control. The one that's not my choice. If it's my choice, I'm going to flip it around. I'm going to move it around.
So the problem about the law with will is that...
No, it's not with will. Either beneath human will or above human will.
Okay.
I want to fall in love. If I'm not in love, I can't stand anything.
Okay, so most the problem, I think one of the biggest problems we usually have with that is you may start thinking of what is my what and... And if it comes to that extent, I mean, you may start having issues like, oh, this guy is not really worth much. And I mean, so...
Yeah, that's what happens with the love that I can manipulate. The love that I can modulate is going to make me put you on a scale, and you're probably not going to weigh much. Or maybe you weigh something, but I don't know. You don't know whether it's going to be good enough for me or whether I'm going to be good enough. Okay, well, you already tell me I'm good enough for you. So it's like, for me to be with you, I need the love I cannot modulate.
Okay, so how would you now know that if you see one?
So it's God-given, specifically. It doesn't come from hell or from earth. It's God-given. And if I don't have it, I don't want nothing.
So, but God hasn't been to you right now for me to talk to you.
Are you the one that God sent to me? He hasn't told me.
Maybe I am.
Yeah,
there's no way he could have done that except there's a connection, and which is what I'm trying to do
The foundation of truth is not hinged on uncertainty. It's never a maybe. It's a it or it isn't. So if you say you're the one, of course you say I need to interrogate it a little bit more. But for you called me and you suppose that you're God sent to me, then God must have told me that you are coming.
So do you have a skills on how to find it out? I mean, if...
I'm a dreamer. I've said this many times before. I'm a dreamer.
So, but life is much more than a dream.
So, I mean, if you evaluate our conversation, if you say life is more than a dream, you are hoping that I can make a decision. You don't even believe in a dream. You're asking me to make a decision. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't make a decision as regards something as marriage. And I'm telling you the kind of thing that will work. You're saying it's more than a dream. Then what is it? A miracle? You're not even thinking as one who believes in miracle, because you're asking me to make a decision. And I'm saying to you, it better be a miracle. Otherwise, I don't want it.
No, I don't believe in miracle.
Uh-huh. So we don't go. We don't go at all. At all.
So is this a standard? Is this your judgment?
That's my judgment. There's nothing I've said here now that I haven't said before. If it's not love, I don't want it. I don't believe in being married to someone and tolerating them. It's not my philosophy. I don't subscribe to it. I don't have a problem with you. That's what you can manage or deal with. No. If I can modulate what I feel for you and then you tell me nobody's perfect, you know it's a fight that day. You know it's a fight. Like, it's a fight. I don't believe that you're not perfect. I think you can do something about the errors that you have identified exist. I don't believe that nobody is perfect. I don't believe that. I don't believe in love that's modulated. For marriage, I don't believe it. And the surprise
I'm
willing
to... I love you, but I mean, if you're saying that you not do that, I mean, you're not replicating that to me. I don't know what else to do, but I'm just confessing I think that's just my confession.
I do appreciate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are you going to play for me that track that says "Carry Me to Go My Husband House"? Where is that? I think for the sake of entertainment, I really should play that. Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria, to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, and this is one of many, actually. Like, hold on. Let's drop a hit. Let's have, drop a hit track. Wait a second. What, that? Which one? This one? That's not the church one. These are a bunch of guys who are making... This is it, right? Yeah, bring it. Lagos, Nigeria, hit track, banger. Bit this. Look at that. Who knew it could sound this good? Well, look, you want to thank God for the internet and guys who maybe are underemployed, who just find time to mess around stuff. Look, thank you. Thank you very much. It's just that I can't. And I won't. If I don't fall in love, I can't. All these, you know, everybody has a problem. You just tolerate. Nah. Every family has a problem. You just, nah, come on now. Nah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Hi. The sunny side. The volume of your radio set. That's a deal. Every time you strike that deal, it's a win. Hello.
Thank you for calling. My first time I'm calling your show. I listen to your show always.
Oh, good. Thank you. You have a confession?
Yeah, not really. Just to my friend that was toasting on there. You really intimidated him.
No, that's inaccurate. No.
I don't know. Maybe he has been trying to express how he feels anyway.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And do you think I should lie to him?
No. I don't think so. You're just upright. I appreciate that. That's the best way to do it. I really appreciate it.
Should I collect his money? Thank you. Should I be eating his money and then 2 years later, I'll now say, you know what? Thank you for the last 2 years that you've been giving me money in a bid to show that you care about me. But at this juncture, I'd like to tell you that this is not going to work. Then the guy will start crying. I mean, I hear girls do that to men a lot. Are you one of them girls? Liar. Swear. The sunny side, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. When you call and you don't say your name, we're Nigeria Info, is Confessions Thursday. And I really do appreciate his honesty and his courage to show forth his love for me, I think. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
First caller, did you see that coming?
Did I see coming?
That something will come up today.
Pardon?
Yes, Joyce.
I'm with you. I cannot hear you, though.
Yeah. The answer given to him is a ready-made one.
It's a ready-made one. I'm a person of philosophies. I know exactly what I'm saying.
Look, guys, you are too much.
Why?
Like,
No, don't do that. No, that's what you should be as a human being. Don't even begin with the clapping for me. No.
Guys, if you hear the story about the guy that spent 390-something thousand for a lady somewhere in, I think, Kaduna or so.
And sued her,
and
right?
The lady denied the guy, right?
And then he
even
sued her.
The car.
Poor guy.
I look, you are really daughter of Onyemowa.
The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend.
Hey.
So, yeah, I met her when I was sick. I met her in the hospital.
Yeah.
So she also was sick then. Mm-hmm. So we were discussing as a family, sure. Later on, the subject matter changed. That is, we are talking of marriage now. But the issue now is that, can you hear me?
I'm with you.
The issue now is that even my friends and most of my relatives are telling me that I should not marry her, that the girl is not educated.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay.
But I love the girl so much. And I don't know if I should leave this girl now.
Are you educated yourself?
Eh?
Are you educated?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. So when you say she's not educated, she has no form of formal education?
Yes, she, according to her, because I asked her, she said she stopped. She finished her primary school. But this girl is, I don't know, the way she do things, I just like it. So just like that. But people are telling me that I should not marry her, that she's uncivilized. You understand now?
Yeah.
So now my fear is that if I should leave this girl might lay a curse on me because we've gone a little bit far.
I don't think that's how you think. I don't think you should act or react in fear. So he says, though you want to stay with her so she doesn't lay a curse on you. I don't think that that's how to live. I think what you should do first is, why are you letting someone else think for you?
The pressure is becoming too much.
You let someone put pressure on you. Like, you let someone do your thinking for you. And by consequence, or the consequence of that is that they put pressure on you. You allow that.
No, I did not. If I did, I would have let her go since now. I keep insisting that I must marry her.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, wait, what does lack of education mean to you or to them? What does that mean? What's the implication of that in their world?
I don't know. That is why I called.
You have to go back and ask them, like, okay, so now this girl that's not educated, how is that a problem? Then they'll tell you, because you can't be asking me, because I don't think a person's, if you say the person is good, but the person has no education, then you have to choose which, in your opinion, should rank higher than the other. Whether the goodness of the person should rank higher than their lack of education, or their lack of education should rank higher than their goodness. You have to choose that. You have to determine what's of value to you, the good in them or their lack of education. A person can be educated and be downright daft, like daft from head to soul. Daft, but they have a degree. They probably have multiple degrees, but they're daft. And there's something about the education of the human conscience that I think you should continually take into consideration every time you evaluate a human being. A person might not have a degree, but their conscience can have education, so that you can meet someone who is not, you know, formally educated, but the way who they are, like what makes them who they are, makes them better than the one who is educated. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so you have to determine, like, you know what you're doing? You're denying what your eyes have seen. And that's what propaganda is. It's like, so you know something, but propaganda comes to tell you to deny what your eyes have seen. That's what you're doing. You're denying what your eyes have seen. You know this person is good. You say the person is good. Then someone comes and be like, yeah, she could be good though, but she's not educated, so...
No, please. You are indirectly now telling me that education, eh?
Yeah.
She not being educated, not really matter, right?
I'm not indirectly saying it. I'm saying specifically that you must choose what matters to you. Now, because of who I am, education matters to me, but I will not rank education more than the goodness of a person. That's what I will not do. So if a person is a good person, but they're not as educated as I would like, I couldn't rank their goodness beneath their education. Does that make sense?
All right.
So I would take a not so educated person who's good than an educated person who, in my opinion, is daft or probably is vile or everything else that I despise.
Okay, I think I should keep fighting for her.
But think about it. And by the way, what is education? She can get an education. Why are you making it sound as though she can't get an education? Even if she was 50, get an education.
I'm considering her age.
What does that mean? How old is she?
Now, I think 26 now.
So 26, you ruled her out at 26? When 50-year-olds are going to school, 70-year-olds are going to school, you rule her out at 26?
I think those age are going, they may be most of them enters into university, not secondary school. Or
yeah, but you see, you can she can home study and then write GCE, so she can pretty much go through the process, but not show up in uniform every day to a class. She can homeschool SS3, go write external candidate or something, however they arrange it these days. She can get an education. It's not impossible to get an education. And God, she's young.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
Yeah, I don't have confession. I just want to make a little reaction.
1 minute on the clock. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Ibu Victor.
Okay.
Yeah. The last caller, just like you've given him your words, I believe anything you want, there's no time everything you want in a person comes in a complete form. You know, as much as you like the girl based on the fact that the girl is good, why not go for her? You can make her what you want her to be by making sure when you take her up, you enroll her into school. In Igbo, they say, "Taka amenazu ojiro banko." That means when you see a smoked fish that is bent, it was hand that was used to make it like that.
Oh.
Then another thing I want to say is the first caller. I appreciate his growth.
Yeah.
I appreciate his courage to do anything, as in trying to express his feelings to you on a radio.
Yeah.
I don't like the way the other guy tried to cast aspersion, tried to run him down by saying that you intimidated him. No, you didn't intimidate the guy. Actually, the guy was a very courageous guy to woo a woman on the radio that everybody listens to. Because the guy that said you intimidated him, I don't think probably he might do what that guy did. But what you said is who you are and who you believe. I like the kind of answer you gave to the guy. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confession stairs. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And I hope you have a confession. It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Confession stairs. Do you have a confession?
I don't have.
You have a minute on the clock, then run with it.
See, those advising the man to take off, to maybe brush up the girl, do everything.
Brush up the girl?
Yes,
okay.
I'm talking about the girl, like school. You understand?
Yeah.
The second to the last caller, trying to say,
yeah.
Just advising him.
Yeah.
If he comes back here to stay at the end of the day, the lady left him. She should be ready. See, my own advice is take it up. You can help her. You can send her to school, do whatever you want to do to brush her up. But at the end of the day, if she disappoints you, don't cry foul.
So you're assuming that she's more likely to disappoint him than he is.
No.
You sure?
Don't expect.
Oh, better. That's better put.
Yes. Have it at the back of your mind that if at the end of the day she disappoints you, you won't be like after you sent her to school, after you.
Oh, that's a whole lot better. True.
Yes.
That's better.
So have it. If you want to do it, you are doing it for God. Don't do it as if, yes, you want to gain.
Yeah.
If you have the mindset of gaining, at the end of the day, if it disappoints you, don't come to radio to talk to you also. Have it at the back of your mind.
You're already looking out for that guy.
For God.
All right.
For
thank
God.
You. Yeah.
God only.
Yeah. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have confession.
Okay.
My own is similar to that.
Turn off your radio. I want to believe that you know the deal, and how you break the deal every time bits me.
Okay, hi, love.
All right, go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
I'm with you. You have a minute on the clock, by the way.
Yeah, my confession is this. My own case is similar to that man that wants to marry the primary six girl.
Okay.
But I'm a grade 2 teacher.
Okay.
With all credit. So the person that had wanted to marry me wanted to take me to university level. I told him, no, I'm not interested in the higher educational level. I'm out to make money now.
Yeah.
If I want to even go on higher education, it could be just like bread and tea, not just rigors and other things. I want to make money.
Okay.
So let that man know that education is not everything in this world. And that even as you are trading, and selling things, you are being educated. We have the Open University. By joke, you can just enroll her into the, what they call it, evening class, if she's interested. But I know most women with children, how can you be married with a baby and the domestic work and then go for secondary school level education? If it is, what they call it, the tertiary education that man had wanted me to go, and I vehemently said, no, I'm not interested in rigors. Then he went away, and I go my way. I married the one. I also a university graduate in petroleum engineering.
Okay.
So I don't see. Hello?
I'm with you, yeah. So you think it's a...
I don't think education should be the yardstick.
Yeah.
Then she can read and write.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know that she cannot read and write, education continues with one's life until the day you die.
All right.
It's not just automatic.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I am 2 minutes away, actually less than 2 minutes away from 55. We're going to go to WhatsApp and then come right back to the conversation on Nigeria Info. Hello.
All right, so we have Kings from Orile who said, Joyce, please tell the guy to marry that lady immediately. I made a similar mistake in 2012 and left a lady that was everything to me because she didn't have certificates like me, even though she's excellent with business. I was more concerned with what people would say. I was an idiot. I let her down. Today, she has a BSc from Unilag and living her dreams. Please help me warn the guy never to be like me in this regard. Thanks.
Your father is proud of you that you noticed that you were an idiot and you have just enough courage to call yourself an actual idiot. Well, yeah, when a man has judged himself, he needs no other judge. Okay, so to the caller, it would appear that you have a brother in the guy from, what's his name again? Orile. Kingsley?
Kings from Orile.
Kings has made a kind of mistake like that in the past, and he would love for you not to repeat it. Yeah. Imagine if that was the girl of his dreams. Oh, gosh, such an idiot. But I hope you find another opportunity. I hope Kings finds another opportunity and, you know, you don't throw it away. Yeah, and thank you very much for the courage to tell that story, Kings. I do appreciate it. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. All right, so I hope the next minute can be properly utilized because we're just a minute away from Loss of the Headlines. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. You do us all the service of turning off the volume of your radio set. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon,
Joyce. Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Nice. So you have a minute to give us the intro. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a confession which I didn't have to take. I'm afraid to say.
You are free to say it. Okay, you know what? Let me just not rush you. Take your time. Let me go off, play Lost of the Headlines, and come right back to you. I'm believing in the next 4 or 5 minutes, you would have collected yourself and find the courage to speak without shame about something, anything. This world requires courageous men, and you are one of it. Now act like it. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah? So please call me back. You promise?
Yes.
You promise. Thank you. Looking forward to that. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. Now I'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, and we're on Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm the one calling back.
Thank you. There you are. Believe me, you can speak without fear of judgment. All right, go ahead.
Oh, there's this thing that always disturbs me. Do you hear Pidgin English?
Yeah.
Okay. I think one problem why they always disturb me here. Because I was brought from village under someone to come and serve. So I was brought at the age 14 to Lagos to come and serve more than.
Okay.
So I served for 8 years. And me and my oga will come get issue.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I think that he no say to me as I will get issue. So as we get issue, I come start to remove money more small from the business that we did.
Oh, like you stole from him? Okay.
At the point, the money can't reach like 1 million.
That's a lot.
I remove 1 million out of the money. So at that time, I can't go market, go buy market. As I was coming back for market where I go.
Yeah.
So because we sell import rights.
Import rights? Is that what you trade in?
Yes. So as I'm coming back for the market, so custom see us for the road and it's still the other market that we buy from the market. But to buy it inside Nigeria here, is the inside Korea that is the market.
Okay.
I come back, see custom sees our market.
Okay.
And I ask my other, maybe as the sister market, maybe we still get, I still get up, I'll be make I define my own way. So my guy come, they make a wait more as then that thing happened. Unfortunately, so he come, he give me time to stay with him and stay with him again. I can't say like 3 years after.
Okay.
So my mother is is sick and my father already lost. I'm the only firstborn for the family. So I take out of the money to go and treat my mother. When I travel to the village, I'm going to treat my mother with that one. It remains some money. After when I go home and come back for Christmas, so my dad said I should go and look for the another shop.
Okay.
The shop that will put my own market for me.
Okay.
So I see a shop, but my dad not allow me to carry up. He said I should go another place, go and look for a shop. Okay. I can't go another place. So go and look for a shop. And my guy put market, but the market he gave me is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I was starting managing that one.
Real quick, so what happened?
So for the exchange, it's from that time. Now, things are moving well, but since then I come and carry small boys to come and help me.
Yeah.
So the boy, my blood brother, when my brother come and meet me, I asked him, maybe he come to visit me, I'll be come to make with for business. He said he come make we do business together. So I share the money that I have inside my shop and make two brands. My brother is still market like 2 months. He still out the market, he carry the money run.
Wow.
And now go and look for another boy to come and assist me for my place. That one he come, I come put him for school. He come follow his friend, come they go around until we come to the market, he come carry the money again, run away. So I look for police to help me find him. We get him, but before we get him, the money don't go down.
Yeah.
So I come start with the one I have for shop again.
Mm-hmm.
I see Tango, at least I'm still moving.
Okay.
And from last on July last year, as I was going, as I'm doing what I'm doing, and still friends at my shop. So pack all the things that I have. No, but because I already have a house that I'm living, and I have a wife, but I'm still a young boy, like in 5 years. But I don't know. Since that time that I do that thing, I've lost up to 6 million from my own personal business. So I want to ask for forgiveness, but I don't know how to tell my dad. I want to ask for forgiveness. Maybe not that because of that thing that is disturbing my business. I don't know. I'm asking for forgiveness, but I don't know how to tell my organ.
You know how to. You just don't have the courage to.
You know
how to say I'm sorry to someone whom you have offended. But what's lacking here is the will to do so.
Yes.
Yeah, so but you would.
I'm afraid to tell him.
Well, so you're either going to stay afraid and maybe keep losing money. I mean, imagine you've lost 6 million naira and all you took from him was 1 million naira. If you were even going to make restitution to him, I'm thinking maybe you probably would give him 2 million for the 1 million you took, probably. And then, you're probably, I don't know, the outcome might be different. So to say you are afraid sounds, so you have to choose between... your realities. You have to either find the courage to go say, I'm sorry, and give him. I think right now, any business person wouldn't mind having 1 million naira back, particularly 1 million naira of their own money, having it back. Either you do that, or you keep risking the possibility of losing more money, which I don't know how much more you can lose before you lose your mind.
I'll try to tell him, but I always...
No, you're not only going to tell him, you're going to give him back his money with some profit.
Okay.
Oh, believe me. And look, maybe it's not as bad as you think it is. You can say to him, I'm sorry, I stole from you, but I'm here to pay you back that which I have taken from you. He's going to probably be mad, but probably not be as mad, because here, this is you knowing that you have done him wrong. And even though he didn't know that, you are coming back to say, I'm sorry, and I'm paying you back that which I've taken from you. It's not as bad as I think. It's not as bad as you think. It's bad. Not as bad as you think. I think so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. We're live streaming on Instagram. Are we? Nigeria Info FM on Instagram and Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to your radio this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. When you call in, you don't say your name. The numbers is 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, let me put off my...
Okay. All right. Have you done that?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I don't have a confession.
You have a minute on the clock. 1 minute.
I just want to chip in into that other, the first call that you had, where the answer you gave to him that you just have to fall in love with him before, fall in love with somebody before you can say you marry somebody. And also that God has to speak to you before you will now say, okay, because of what he said, God spoke to him. He said, God have to speak to you too. And I was so impressed by those two statements. And I want to tell you that God will continue to be God for you and help you in Jesus' name.
I could use a glass of wine with her.
In all of your endeavors, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to comment on that man that wanted to marry a girl that said primary six. Please, let him go ahead and marry that girl. Please, I beg you, in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot find a good wife anywhere. If this woman is the best woman for you, whether she didn't even go to school at all.
Okay.
There are people that did not even go to school, illiterate. You bring them in into your house, you become a very big person. Like when I married my husband, he was a nobody. He brought me in his house, he became somebody. But I'm educated, but you can't say what kind of person that person is, what kind of star will agree with your own star. You know, my star agreed with my husband's star, and he became somebody.
Okay. All right.
Let's always be very careful in this world. That is what I want to say.
Thank you very much for calling.
God bless you.
Bless you too. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Joyce.
Hi, lady. Confession Thursday.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome. What's your confession?
For me, I have this little problem.
You have what, honey?
Just a little problem.
I mean, it might not be a lot. All right. Go ahead.
This relationship, I'm just fed up. It's draining my energy. I'm just tired.
Relationship with what? Or who? Whom?
I want to break up the relationship.
With what?
Come on, a man.
Hey, now give me the gist now. You're sounding like you arguing with tables out there.
I'm just fed up.
Yeah, it's okay to be fed up. What's the gist?
Do you think I should send him a text message or just tell him that I want the relationship to be over?
I guess you want a response from me, even though there's nothing for me to work with. What's wrong?
It's just cheating. It's cheating. And I told him, I discussed it with him. It was like, I shouldn't worry about it, that... if I allow another girl to, that means I'm accepting defeat. if I don't want to do it again.
Wait. Child, hold on a second. Bring it back. What did you say? What did he tell you?
He said, if I'm complaining about him cheating with another man, and if I'm allowing that one to spoil my mind, then I've accepted defeat.
So, another man, born of woman, said to you...
He said I shouldn't worry, that he loves me, that he doesn't mean anything. That even if he's cheating, doesn't mean anything. I will always be the only one. But I'm the only one, but you can't be cheating. I don't like that.
How old are you?
You can't be cheating. And it was like, if I allow those girls to intimidate me, then I've accepted defeat.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm just 27.
Honey, you're old enough to know when someone is giving you BS. You know. So, first of all, let's establish it. You don't want someone cheating on you. But here you are. Somebody is cheating on you and giving you justification for why he is cheating on you.
He said he loves me. I shouldn't bother about that.
Are you playing?
I should always be the only one. And look, but you can't be cheating.
Hold on a second.
It's unfair.
Do you think he loves you? It's a yes or a no. In fact, when a person loves you, the light of that truth far outweighs the darkness. In fact, the darkness ceases to exist, like doubt disappears. So let me ask you, do you think the guy loves you? Or are you just clinging to someone?
I think he does. I think he's just distracted.
You're playing. That's why you're suffering. That's why you're suffering. You think he loves you. You think he's just... So you are here even making excuses for him. He is not making excuses.
I'm not. I'm just... That's what I'm saying. Maybe I should... I'm just fed up.
Hold on a second. No. You are making... Let me tell you what you're doing. You are making excuses. And I want you to see that you are making excuses. You are telling yourself that someone is overrunning that guy's agency. That someone else is thinking for him. That's what you're saying. That someone is distracting him. So because he is distracted, you want to believe that he loves you, but the distraction is making him cheat on you. I want you to understand that the implication of that statement is that the distraction has more power than his common sense. That's what you're saying. Why would you date someone whose common sense is next to nothing?
I've discussed with it every time.
Yeah, why are you subjecting your principles to a conversation? You tell someone, you're cheating on me and I don't want it. And then they come at you with a psychological backflip and say, cheating is nothing. I love you. You're one and only. If you allow the other girls I'm sleeping with defeat you, if you allow them bother you, then you have accepted defeat. What's wrong with accepting defeat if, for the sake of argument, we're going to assume that those girls defeat you? So here, you want to prove that you are strong, but you're playing by his rules. You're not strong, you're a puppet.
Last week, I called him. I discussed it with him. I was like, I don't want this relationship anymore. And so he was like, what happened? That who is the guy? I said, there's no guy. I just want the relationship to be over. He said, I'm lying. That if I want the relationship, if I'm saying the relationship is over, then definitely I have someone else. I don't have anybody. I just want the relationship to be over. Since you are not doing anything of worthwhile. He was like, am I joking? Does it look like I'm joking? I think I want the relationship to be over. Can you believe Joyce? He started threatening me that if I like myself, I shouldn't just do that though.
Oh no, that's the real issue here. Take him to the police.
Take him to the... You are cheating. You see, I say I'm not doing it. And he started threatening me.
You're negotiating the things you don't like. In this world, you don't negotiate what you don't want. They give it to you or you take it. You sound as though someone who's manipulating you is going to decide on the name of the cross that he's just going to change when you allow yourself be manipulated. Go and report him to the police. Find some money and take him to court. Make him, give him something to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Stop thinking for him. Think for yourself. What are you thinking for him?
I'm not. I've discussed everything with him.
Let me tell you, he's not going to accept it. He's not going to accept because you're not even firm. I think you are reciting the things he tells you, and you think that there should be some logicality on his part that would make him come to terms with what you're saying. You're assuming that the game is fair. The game is not fair. Take him to court. Send him to police station. Go where you must to nip him in the bud now. Stop negotiating. Hey, you say you love me. And so why are you cheating? And then you try to rationalize it. Then you say to yourself, he loves me. Child, are you playing? Actually, you're playing. Because there's no way you're not playing. You don't like something. And then you allow someone tell you how the problem is with the fact that you don't like what you don't like. Take him to the police, charge him to court, get him busy. Call your brothers, go to the Agberos in the neighborhood, call them, tell them story that this guy is worrying you.
Oh God.
I'm not playing. If he's already threatening you, what do you think this is?
I don't even understand.
No, you understand. Act. You know it. He's threatening you. What's there not to understand? Find money, like, go and give boys. Come on, wake him up. He's like, he's sleeping on you.
He wasn't even asking me that. Who is the guy? I said there's no guy. There's nobody.
Go and call boys for him. I'm not playing.
There's nobody.
Just call boys to just tell him that, you know, it could pop. Like, yo, it could go down. Like, all the way down to hell.
Okay.
Okay. No, because you think it's funny. You nearly think it's funny. Like, that in itself is hilarious. Someone is mentally manipulating you.
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not.
Get out of there.
I'm not.
Get out of there. Like, dump the guy. And then if he calls your number, you go and report him to anybody. Police, take him somewhere. Better start crying now before he comes to press your neck at night.
And this threatening of a thing now, because I don't also want to change the response.
You think it's funny, right? Go and report him to the boys in the hood. Find money, buy the boys in the hood drink. Tell them to sit down. Give them your gist that this guy is worrying you. Let five of them follow you to the boys' house. Let him know that it's a game and it can go anyhow he wants it.
Okay, Joy.
Okay. God will help you. Volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confession stairs. Do you have a confession?
I want to talk about this girl that just called not quite long.
All right, you have a minute on the clock then.
Yeah, I just want to tell her anything the guy is doing to her, can she do the same thing back to him? Like, he's like going out with another guy. So let's see what is going to happen. Since she decided, like, the guy is going out with another girl. And I want her to just do the same thing back to him soon. Let's see how it's gonna go.
All right.
And at the same time, please don't allow him call any boys for him.
No, don't say that. If that was your sister, no, don't be fair. So this is the thing you Nigerians do. Well, maybe not all of you though. So hold on a second. So a person is threatening her, and then you tell her to go to sleep. That's what you're saying. All the murder cases you've heard on social media, where how'd they come about? Is it possible that the victim in the case could have done something? Is it possible? Because if you just call me, you just call my show, you just say, but don't tell her to go and call the boys. And come on, man. So if that happened to your sister, then you just sit down and cross your finger. You don't go and meet the boy in his house and be like, we heard that you threatened us, so it's okay, but we are home, though. You're not going to show up. All right. Off on a break. Wow.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So this is really going well. But, you know, I think sometimes some Nigerians would like to be puritanical. I think that there is a supposition that some people are good and some people are bad. If you remember our conversation about good violence, bad violence, I don't know whether I have to, like, always reintroduce the topics sometimes, but just keep following the sunny side. You kind of follow follow through on how the psychology of human action or inaction affects most of the conversations that we have here on radio. If for any reason, because, you know, like on Instagram, Instagram Live, I'd be having people having something to say about something I said, and I don't have a problem with it. What I'm hoping that you can do better than I've done is give me a better argument. Like, give me a better advice. And, you know, you're free. You should be able to say something. So remember, I said, go to the police, go to the authorities, call your brothers, let the boys in the hood know that someone threatened me and they say that they will kill me or they will beat me if I leave them. You let people know so that the person who is even threatening you knows that you're not even in this alone. If you have a better argument, let me know. Just don't type something that shows that you're more reactionary than you are proactive. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Someone already said that Joyce is a street girl. I'll take that as a compliment. 01465-7190. Let's hear the latest as well. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I just want to draw in about that boy, the apprenticeship guy.
Yeah.
Who stole his master's money. I'm a businessman.
Oh, yeah.
So if the guy is listening, I once had boys back then. But this guy, you know, he's not... What is passing through now, I think, is nature and karma.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to judge him.
Yeah.
Because my own boy, what he did to me was then I was in Europe. So I opened business for him, but he was... anything he does to the extent that he even paid off my auditor. Because when I went in Nigeria, I was into electricals. My auditor that I employ, that I do pay monthly, he bought him off, whatever, just to be siphoning my money and saving money. And this is a boy that I trusted.
So how'd you go?
After I came back, I settled him. I didn't notice anything that all he did because I don't have the time because I just went through with my auditor's report.
Yeah.
So after like few years, this guy starts seeing me in dreams.
Wait, did you do something to him?
That is not something someone should say out publicly.
You went to do something?
No, I didn't do anything. All these young boys that want to quickly, maybe at 25 years, you want to start building estates. But the man who has been in the line of business for over 30 years,
yeah,
knows how he has been grinding in to achieve all those things. But you that I just brought from the village, just come and learn, serve, but you feel to like play a fast one on him.
Okay, so what happened?
So this guy, I didn't even know. So after like four, this guy, though, he served me in Alaba International.
He served you at Alaba International Market?
In Alaba International Market.
Okay.
And all these things are gone. So I settled him.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the island to open his own.
Uh-huh.
He built a plaza.
Here on the island?
On the island. Yes, I'm telling you the truth.
No, you have plenty of money. They stole your money. Bills Plaza. Wow. Okay, sorry, I'm laughing.
He bought the land as at when he was still under me.
Oh. So tell us about the part where he starts to see you in the dream. Because, nah, man. Come on.
So this guy, after 4 years, he called his family people to my town. I'm from Anambra State.
Okay.
So his family, I think something has been bothering. He's married though, doing well and everything, but at the time something started crumbling.
Okay.
So he didn't know. So I think he has gone to churches or whatever. They told him to go and iron out your differences with your boss.
Okay.
So he came. See, so he didn't even inform me that he's coming. Probably he was thinking maybe because ever since I said to him, I stopped talking to him. But
okay.
Spiritually and deeply me as a strong man, I know that this guy really gifted me.
Okay, so what happened? Huh.
So when he came, he knelt down, started crying before me. His parents were there. Yeah. You know, normally now.
And I had to beg you. Then he told you, right, that he stole from you?
So he started telling me the order that when he was having me, he bought land, he bought the papers, everything and all, just to check everything. Even confessed that he planned with my auditor and everything and all.
Okay.
They made a will over like 20 something millionaire under 6 years.
Wow.
So he started telling me that his first child is an imbecile. You understand? sorry to say, I'm not saying maybe it's good that things are happening to him, but his first child, he has four kids. For his first child, his ambassador is always in the house, while the second, third are okay.
Okay.
So he never started telling me all things and all that. Ever since he started, he do see me in dream, even till today, he does still see me. So as a master, I said, I'm forgiving you. Go. He was thinking maybe I will collect back the whole thing. I did not.
Okay.
I said, don't go with the whole thing and everything. Wow. Today, as I speak to you, he said he want to pay me back the money, 26 million plus. I said, don't worry, I don't need the money. But I just told him that ever since you know me, have I ever done you wrong or bad? Every December, you want to travel, I will give you money, you and your aunt. He's the manager. This boy corrupt like four other boys is under him.
Yeah.
And I know with time, the other four boys, they will still come back. The other one just went abroad. But I've seen spiritually that I know he can't do anything about
you. You go to a shrine somewhere.
No, I don't go to a shrine.
Okay.
My dear, I worship with us on the rock.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I worship for real. I don't know any juju or whatever. But okay. Something look. When somebody who is ought to be like your mentor. Wow.
So you've forgiven him? Have you honestly forgiven?
I won't lie to you. I've forgiven him, but anytime I remember it, it pains me.
Yeah.
But I don't have any grudges with him because I was listening to that boy talking about he has lost 2 million,
He's lost 6 million so far. Yeah.
If I were him, I just want to advise him, man.
Yeah.
You should just go to his master, no matter what. He can't do him for him to come back on his own.
Yeah.
Not until his
someone
master
dies.
Knew ahead. Because those is kids. This kid is not taking. Oh no, maybe probably now. Even that his master now is just managing now. Suffering. Yeah, there are some boys you will carry, they will frustrate your business that day, they will not be doing well. You as the master will not be doing like
Abanjo
and Abago. And then they will say, no, he's just yeah, man, don't be silly.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Boys. That's why real men don't bring out boys again. But nah, if you're listening to me, I know you're an Igbo boy. Hmm?
Wow.
Please, just go to your master before something beyond this will happen.
Okay.
Don't go with empty-handed, though.
Of course,
back money. Listen, what is 1 million? 3 million naira. Just take it. Just do as if you are starting. And God Almighty will bring you back up.
Okay.
You know why he's falling and coming back? He has a good destiny that he's supposed to be doing well in the future. But he overplayed himself. I don't understand. Someone who is supposed to start making his own money genuinely, maybe at 27 or 28, making money with peace of mind. But he wants to quick. So that's why if he falls, he will come back again.
Okay.
I believe he's listening to what I'm saying. Any person that if you're doing business, you fall. There are some people, if you fall once, that's it for life. You fall for, but go now before it's late, before
thank
that
you.
Grace leaves you.
Yeah. Okay.
Go back money. Even if it will pay you. Don't go with 1 millionaire. What is 1 millionaire? If
you're of course, you must 1 millionaire, you. You must rest
don't, you. Triple the money like 3 million. Say, oh, God, see. Because your God hasn't known that you did this. So just go. 3 million. The money that will touch you. Because then, nature, karma, in the spiritual realm, is touching your master, but indirectly is hitting you. So now just go there and do it before it's late. So don't wait until something larger that comes your way.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
All right.
Life, huh? Life happens. The sunny side. How are you?
Hi.
Confessions Thursday.
Nah, I don't mind. Can I say something concerning the lady that called in, 27 years old lady?
Okay, you have a minute on the clock.
I support whatever you told her to do. You see, I don't know, maybe she's lying about the age, but if at that age you are thinking that way, like you don't know what you want to do, someone is telling you and you are still thinking the person loves you, so I think with everything, in fact, if not a person like me, my younger sister said, Bariga, just tell me today, tomorrow like this, that guy will collect woto.
No, you won't beat him. At least. You just pay him a visit. He has to know that there are people who know.
Me, I'm coming on air now. Eh? I have a younger sister. Hmm? Any
it's
man,
okay, it's okay.
If you're threatening my younger sister,
it's all right.
Me and my Bariga boys go find you. We go track you. Honestly,
Well, but you won't beat him. You just let him know that boys are at home in case he wants to show.
Hey, well, thank God.
Exactly. God. I like that part. Like, thank God. Like, wow. Thank God.
I know my. Well, thank you. We'll touch you small.
You're not a violent person.
No, touch small. Touch. We're not beating. I'll just touch you small. Touch.
I don't like the way that sounds, but I'll take it. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Lady, you know the rules, right?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No. I just want to have a say to the 27-year-old lady.
You have a minute on the clock. Run.
Is that okay?
You have a minute on the clock. Run.
Okay. Now, what I want to say is, there's a mentality in Africa that if you're getting to that age, it may be difficult for you to either find a husband or find a boyfriend. So that may be one of the reasons why she's so confused about what she wants to do to that guy. But then what she doesn't know is that if she goes into a relationship that, you know, translates into a marriage, it's a lifetime thing. And that cheating will continue. In fact, it will get worse when she gets home. So I think the best decision to make should be now, before it gets out of hand. So okay. She needs... It's not easy anyway.
It's not?
Because maybe for some of us that have been through that thing before, it's not easy just calling quit, particularly with somebody that is now threatening you.
I think that's easy. I think it's easy calling it quit because, first of all, the love goes out the window, except you mean she's afraid, because the only thing that would keep... The only reason you're saying it's not easy is because you expect her to be afraid. She's acting on the fear, and that would empower her enemy. That's what gives the enemy power, fear.
But the point is, what she should know is that men like those ladies like her.
Now that's stupid.
They can work on your emotions and your psychology to suppress it, such that when she gets home, whatever they do to her is okay by her.
But it's not just men. Those are wicked men. Those are children of darkness. You can't just say men. They're good men.
Of course, yes.
Those are children of principality.
She needs some backup.
Who should she call now? The police, right? Her brothers?
You know what, the police in Nigeria... Rather than going to the police, I would advise her to go to human rights activists.
Uh-huh.
They are going to work on the police to help her because, you know, you don't know, these boys that are around now, they are on high drugs. You don't know what kind of drugs it takes. And before she gets afraid, it's very possible that she has studied him and she may know what and what he can do.
He can't do anything. Blow it out. Tell every boy on the street, buy them alcohol, tell the police, tell everybody. Let him know it can be a party for real.
Of course, that's why I said she needs a backup. Party.
Yeah.
She needs to be told that nothing is going to come out of it. If you break it up, if you report him to a human rights activist, they're going to do something for you.
Those
are the type of backups
she needs. Thank you very much for calling.
Yep.
27-year-old, you're told that you need backup, like a SWAT team. You need a SWAT team at your back. The sunny side.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, please, Remedy is calling for me solo.
You don't have a confession, obviously.
Please, what can let me I do just for you? Add this. I don't have a minute on the phone now. Concerning the 27-year-old girl, one, I want to ask, does she have any default on her body? Like, she feels like if she leaves this guy, nothing else or no man. Even if she has a default on her body, even if she has defect.
Even if she's an imbecile.
maybe she's feeling like, if this guy leave me now, who else? See, my dear sister, if you are listening, see what they call Japa. Japa, he has a lot of women around him. And what's the probability that, first of all, is he a World Cup trophy? What is the, if you leave him, other guys have won? What? Who is he? Who is that? Who? Please, just leave that guy. Otherwise, there will not be peace. Now you've started having troubled mind, troubled life.
Yeah, she's
afraid. How much more in the future? Please, just let him go. There are many boys, many good guys outside.
Many fine shaguns and kunles around
town. Like me now.
Like you.
In fact, but I'm married, sir.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confession Stairs. And my name is Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Confession Stairs. Do you have a confession?
I just have an advice for the lady.
All right, let's go. A minute on the clock.
When you say that the lady should go to the police, I think it should be my second option.
Okay.
Until you hit the last point.
What's the first option?
Expose the guy.
Yeah, of course.
That is the best. That is the number one thing to do.
So when you say expose, you mean like tell all the boys in the neighborhood? Like
tell your family members.
Tell your mom. Buy the boys alcohol. Yeah.
That's the first thing.
500 kids. Come on, said to all the boys.
People operate under darkness.
Ah. Nice.
When you show light, they run away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the thing.
Okay. So you want her to tell the boys first and then tell the police?
Yes.
We're telling the boys for sure.
And just as a woman added, human rights activist.
Nice. Option three.
Then let me advise that young guy also.
Yeah.
Probably the way he sounded when he was about to end the call, seemed that he doesn't have money now.
Oh, okay.
That is what I noticed. So, for me, even if you don't have up to 1 million naira, go with something. Even if it's 100,000, 200, 500, go.
Okay.
Although I don't believe that it's because of that he's having challenges. But there is nothing that is equal to clear conscience.
Okay, good then.
There is nothing that is equal to being at peace with your God.
Yeah.
So go and settle that. Be at peace with your God and have a clear conscience.
All right, thank you.
And beg your master. Even if you don't have money, do it now.
All
right. Because Jesus Christ said, if you have any issue with your fellow and you are coming to worship God, that your worship is futile. You go back, go and settle that quarrel before coming.
All right,
so
got it.
He has to do that.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hey.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I just want to talk about that lady.
You have a minute on the clock then.
So what I see there is that she doesn't want to leave that man because she was just talking like he's 17 or 16 years old girl. That man is still holding her down. And what I see is that as 27 years old.
Huh? Have I lost
age
you?
Age is not on my side though. Maybe this one will marry me. She doesn't want to leave that man. That man is not threatening her in any way. If she wants to leave that man, she will leave that man. Did you not hear when she said, should I send him a text and tell him that I want to break up this relationship? You have to ask before doing that. She just wants to hold on to that man so that he will marry her because she feels that age is not on her side. That's what they always do. Instead of cutting that man, you know that is cheating on you and you're still asking if you should send him a text.
Oh.
The man is not holding her. She's the one holding onto that man.
Oh.
That's what I see.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. And so these are some of the programmings by society. Until you die, life is supposed to be in your favor. There's another 27-year-old, another 28-year-old who's looking for someone. If you are 30, there's a 30-year-old, a 31-year-old, a 35-year-old who's looking for a woman. If you are 35, there's a 40-year-old woman that wants you. There's a 38-year-old. There's someone for everyone. You just have to. My goodness, why would you be with someone beneath you? Out of fear. Like, how do you even fall like that? How do you collapse? So you're going to tolerate someone who's not only cheating on you, who doesn't respect himself, who's cheating on you, who's lying to you, who's manipulating you, now who's threatening you, then someone who's using the women in the streets to oppress you. You're lying. Like, it really has, but maybe also my excuse for you is that society has done a number on you. You would lose if you don't leave. I think you think that you are going to lose if you leave. You are a loser if you stay, because there is no reason this guy will be any different to you. And he does not love you. Don't assume. Don't think. I asked you, I said, do you think he loves you? You say he loves you. And then you make an excuse. You say, well, he loves me. But it's the distraction. Baby, he don't. He don't. And if a distraction overrides his common sense, that's two problems already. He doesn't only not love you, he don't have common sense. I mean, we've seen dogs with common sense. Like, sir, I don't know what you're doing with a man like that. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. You turn off the volume of your radio set. You speak up. You go ahead. You don't say your name.
Hello.
I can hear you. Maybe not today. Confession Thursday. Please call me back. Hopefully you get through. The sunny side.
Hello.
Confession Thursday.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
I want to talk about that girl.
Bless her. A minute on the clock.
Okay. I love the advice you gave to her. You should buy that ogogoro and igbo and give to them. Let them remove the two legs.
Oh, so no. What?
Yes, so
no, no, oh, Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. Wait a sec.
There was one of my husband that used to beat his wife very well. When I warned him with that thing, he stopped that pity. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Someone said I was violent. Well, bid that. No. Okay, no. You don't take away. I mean, you don't. So according to the law, whatever response you met out in the name of self-defense has to be equal. You don't exert any more than is necessary to ward off defense. Otherwise, your act in itself becomes both illegal and criminal. Yeah? So only your response should be equal to the attack. That's according to the laws of self-defense. Yeah. So for me, left to me, I just think you wake the entire neighborhood up. You make it a party. Get everybody in the know. Then let the boy know that we know and we will be home the day you choose to come. Yeah, that's it. Then you tell everybody else. Then you make sure you have a SWAT team at your back, a flash away. Like if they just see, once their phone goes, they just show up. Like boys just fall in. That. Otherwise, it's going to be on the sunny side today. There's a tragedy somewhere in Lagos. A lady's been found dead. And the story is that her lover threatened her. And all of you now file out. Like, hashtag stop domestic violence. Stop. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, baby. Off on a break. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, there's a comment here, and I think it's really worth sharing. Someone says, we don't want another Osinachi. Well, it's not enough to not want it. It's that you must do something about the things that you don't want. So practically, you stop the things that you don't want. Otherwise, there is no reason why it shouldn't subsist and come forth. No reason. You stop it, or it comes. That's how it works. So this is where we draw the curtain on Confession Thursday today. That was something. It was terribly interesting. Thank you. So next Sunday on the sunny side. Huh? Next Thursday on the sunny side. The show kicks in at 12, of course, after the news we begin. So if you couldn't get through today, of course, you would understand. And besides the fact that you enjoyed it on one hand, you would have another opportunity for your confessions next week. Bless you. But of course, remember, we're a 24-hour station, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My name's Joyce. It's about a few minutes before we touch down 2 p.m. on the clock to bring you headline news. On the other side of 2, we'll bring to you the Lords of Logic. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce, and thanks very much for your time. The show continues on the sunny side. Thanks, Vaughn. Oh, wow, did you hear that news report? Ike Kweremadu. Well, it's a moving story, and we will be following that story and, of course, furnishing you with developments. It's a wild situation out there. Okay, the Lords of Logic this afternoon. So I want to set some ground rules. And for the sake of the context of the conversation, we will not be live streaming. Let me say that because I want to play some songs that I think if, say, for example, you're on YouTube, it could get flagged. So live stream team, please, we will not be live streaming this one. And I want to set some ground rules. So now remember that this is an afternoon radio and you don't want the NBC calling me because of something that you said because they did 2 weeks ago. With that out of the way, I want to discuss the possibility that lovemaking and worship are one and the same. All right? Here's the rule. You're not going to debase the conversation to have sexual connotations because it's an afternoon radio show. And I know you understand what that would mean or say the implications of that, you get. So you already know what I'm talking about when I say lovemaking. You pretty much have like a good enough imagination to pretty much put a perfect construction because you're guilty. Okay, maybe not guilt is a word. Because you know what I'm talking about, right? Good. So we're going to imagine the characteristics of lovemaking, and we're going to juxtapose that against the possible, the concept of worship, and see whether they in any way align. You're at liberty to disagree or agree, but you owe me reasons as to why you disagree or agree. Okay, so I think I'd like to begin what might be considerations for, say, how music might or might not. I'm just going to play you a bunch of songs. Join the course of the conversation, and then you can see whether you might agree or disagree. Now, this is one that everybody's dancing to today. You should hear it. Oh, this is actually cracking. I do apologize. I have to play you another one. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me play you. Let me play you a more characteristic. Is it better now? Okay, no. Pardon me. It's actually cracking. So I'm going to have to play you this one, and then you're going to attempt at least to determine whether you might agree or disagree the possibility, or you know, agree to the concept. So here is Todd Dolane. You've heard this one before here on the show. Some of you have come to really appreciate it. You love it. So hear it again. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic, welcome. We are going to at least attempt to see whether there is a possibility that there is either a similarity or whether it's one and the same, or whether you probably even totally agree that there might be any kind, any form of relationship between worship and lovemaking. Remember, you do not force the conversation to sink into sexual undertones. You pretty much know what we're talking about, right? So it's lovemaking and worship. Are they the same or are they different? So you just heard Todd Dolane. That's a worship song. I'm going to play you, I want to play you a rap song, because I think what happens with the tempo of a song when it changes is that the reason for the change in tempo of songs, for example, is that it tends to change the mood. So tempo in songs have a direct impact on mood. So I'm going to play you a rap song, and for those already who know rap music, you pretty much know what I'm talking about, but let me see, which one do I like? Where's that kid with the dreadlocks? 0700 993 993 993. You got it. Control. The song is titled Control. What's that kid's name? Kendrick. Someone fetch Kendrick. Fetch Kendrick. Welcome. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell me your name and you go ahead.
This is Abbe Oyelowo.
Thank you very much.
Actually, quickly, the only thing I can say about both is that there is something that makes it look as a bit similar.
So what is it? What is it?
The emotional connection.
The emotional connection.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is what I mean. Worship is simply an acknowledgement of God's glory.
Okay.
Are you getting me now? So why the other one which you are talking about is emotional satisfaction.
Okay.
Which comes as a result of forge.
Okay.
Yes. So that is
okay. So now it means that at the core of both worship and lovemaking would be what? What's that similarity you pointed out?
Yes, the similarity is the emotional connection.
Good. So it would mean that, so do you think based on that, that they are cut from the same cloth, but the expressions are just different?
The expression, that's why I have to so give you the difference.
Yeah, so they're cut from the same cloth, but the expressions are different.
It's different. It's
good.
Quite different.
Then is it possible that if they are one and the same, then one cannot randomly worship at anything or worship at anyone?
You know, like I said.
Oh, no, you didn't say that.
One is worship.
Yeah. So if the similarity is the emotion, and the emotion is the spirit of anything art, the emotion that the thing exudes is really the spirit of it. You don't agree?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So it would mean that you cannot either worship randomly or make love randomly. Do you agree or disagree?
You cannot make it randomly. Only when it comes, because it's about the emotion.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to start. Thank you very much for calling. So I'm going to be stretching the question a little bit because I think I don't want to compound much of your thinking with what I'm thinking. It depends on the answer that you give me. I might be tempted to expand logic. So, for example, the question on the show on the Lords of Logic is that there is a possibility that from the same cloth would be worship and lovemaking. And I'm going to play you a rap song. I'm going to play you a worship song. And I'm going to remind you that the difference between, say, a worship song, a love song, and a rap song would be the tempo. And what tempo does is that it influences the mood. And then that's on one note. Then you can see whether worship and lovemaking are similar or different. And then based on that, I might then ask further questions like, like this last call is saying that worship and lovemaking have emotions to it. At the core of every art, in fact, the spirit of everything is the emotions are tied to it. So if you're going to be violent, for example, the emotion attached to the violence is the force of the violence. You see that? It's the force of the violence. But like the element is the essence of it. The emotion is the essence of it. Then if that is true, that's by my last caller, then you cannot just make love to anyone. It would appear. Do you agree? Do you disagree? This is somewhat a complex work of art, but you would love it. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, it's off.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
Ezekiel is my name.
Go ahead.
I'm from Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
George, while I acknowledge to some extent the definition of lovemaking and satisfaction of one's emotions.
That was not a fact. You don't have to agree. If you disagree, it's okay. Just tell me why you disagree.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Okay.
At least it's right on track.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm acknowledging that definition.
Okay.
Yeah. The actual meaning of the word worship has to do with acknowledgement of one's deity. Acknowledging the fact that, yes, there is a being.
Give me a pen.
That actually created the head and the human and everything that inhabits it.
Okay.
But to give you, according to what we have seen in the world today, I must tell you that the definition of worship has a lot to do with lovemaking.
Okay.
You will have been hearing a language or some talents from individuals that say that it's that man that controls him. It's his wife that controls him.
Uh-huh. Okay. So okay.
If you have to put it into consideration, you also remember what the Bible said as to one, that what we won't gain, you know, having sold your soul to the devil.
Okay.
If I want to bring it to earth now, what I'm actually saying is a situation whereby a human or a man actually subjects his first decision to what the other party or the wife is going to say really means that he's worshiping the woman.
Uh-huh. There you go. Okay.
I'm telling you, that's why you see in the world today, you wouldn't know how people make their money except they are deep in thinking, except they are deep in trying to grasp through, you know, several things that are actually in the world.
Okay, now you're also, pardon me, let me see if I can follow your thoughts. You're saying that the element that exists in worship and lovemaking would be the emotion? Are you saying that?
Yeah.
No.
What I'm trying to establish here is this. There are some men that exist today. And you can get to have them once you can actually have
having an affair, that is making love to some
Okay. Oh, so in that form of witchcraft, for example, you're saying that you have to expel emotion to be able to ignite.
That simply means you are worshipping that.
Ah.
Acknowledging that being is having mated with such a person.
Somebody should buy this guy a cold bottle of water. Hold on a second. Wait, are you saying that when people. I didn't even think about that. Oh, okay.
I'm not come to think about it. Go make with that. I'm telling you that.
Oh, come on. I mean, you gave me something to think about.
The man that gains the old world.
Okay. Thank you very much. I need people to counter or agree. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. So the way he verbalized, this was something. Now, he's saying that those who have money rituals, who must sleep with something to in order to ignite the fire or the energy or to revive something, that is also a form of worship. You're acknowledging something by spending emotion. So if from the last caller, emotion and worship are the same because that's the implication of that submission, then a person should not randomly engage in sexual whatever because it's more than just meets the eye. Lords of logic, follow through. Oh, hold on a second. Anybody ready for a little Kendrick on the Sony side? Oh, wait. Let's get Kendrick. Hold on. Somebody.
Yeah, and I take my time. I'ma take my time, whoa.
I need to just properly establish something. Get me your phone. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190. You can't even trust these guys on YouTube these days. Hold on a second. And 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. Is it possible that there is any similarity between worship and lovemaking? Hello, welcome. The Lords of Logic, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies. Good to have you here. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
Okay, this is Amarachi.
Good, Amarachi. Thank you very much for calling.
From my own perspective, it's the same.
How?
In the sense that emotion is connected.
Okay.
You understand? When your soul is lifted high, especially when you are listening to a worship music, you tend to be carried away by that. The same thing in lovemaking, you are carried away by it. So worship and rap cannot be the same, according to my own perspective.
Okay.
It does not give the same emotion. So therefore, one cannot certainly sleep with, as in, one cannot make love to anyone he or she come across. That is my own.
Oh, okay. Sounds good then.
You have to be emotionally, you have to be emotionally connected with someone, regardless of wealth or fame or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for another person, but as for me, I cannot just make love to anybody.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
It must be emotionally connected.
Okay, thank you. So from this last caller, the implication of her submission is safe to, say that whenever that's if you think that they are similar. In fact, if you think that they are one and the same thing, the only difference is the expression of it. It would then maybe mean that to engage in it randomly, you're not only expelling energy, you make yourself, you tangle with a certain level of falsehood or lie, but in a way where you run deficit. It seems as though there's something about the expelling of energy that ignites something that's outside of you. And as such, you cannot be random with the act because you ignite either the good or the bad. Like, it's not someone else's fault if the bad is ignited in that singular act. Because what ignites it is you, the expelling of human energy, the expelling of the emotional energy. So you're like lighter to gas. All right. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. We're trying to see whether you might agree or disagree the similarity between lovemaking and worship. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Turn off the volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
John from Oba.
Thank you for calling.
It's similar in a way.
Okay.
Because of you are emotionally attached.
Emotion.
And sometimes you are carried away to some extent that
emotion.
When after the end of the whole exercise that you come back to your normal senses.
Okay.
Because, for instance, in our days, I'm an elderly person, though we have these romantic songs. My senses have never come to it. It's not until now that you are on this program now.
Oh wow!
Can I give you an example?
Well, you know, you can't descend the conversation into sexual undertones because it's a
No.
Okay,
not,
good.
Not the example of the music I want to. Just
okay, sure. Okay, okay.
Let's take a walk together. Near the ocean shore.
Oh yeah.
Holding hands, you and
okay.
I.
Let's listen. I know that.
There is every moment we have been given. Time is passing by. Then I was younger. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
And I was in love with a very, let me say, one of who you are still communicating now.
Okay.
Then now I now realize that all my time I've been dissipating my energy thinking about her, towards her.
Yeah.
And when we do make love.
Oh, okay.
So it shows that then I was emotionally attached to her, even up till now.
Mm.
So, and at the same time, when you worship too, you are devoted, you dissipate energy,
uh-huh.
And you're emotionally attached.
Uh-huh.
So, but in a way, the two are similar because he's worshiping.
So love making is a form of worship as well. That's what you're saying.
Yes, because it's a form of worship because you are carried away, and God detests it. He says only you should worship.
Oh.
That's my submission. Thank you
very much for calling. So it might now you're at liberty to agree or disagree. All right, but just give me reasons as to whether you disagree, or why you disagree. Now, if you agree that they are one and the same, then we must further the conversation to say it is not only corrupt that we worship randomly or carelessly, or we worship at the temples of other humans, or we worship at the temple of the bodies of other people who we are not supposed to. And you know what I mean? So it's like, so if you are where you are supposed to be making love, then that's a form of worship and you're worshiping something that you shouldn't be worshiping. I know it's complex. That's the work. That's the whole idea of Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Where's caller?
I'm cool.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. See.
What's your name?
Just look for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just tuned in and I can hear lovemaking, I can hear worship, so I don't understand.
Why didn't you just listen then? You call back when you understand.
Because time is going by 2:30 now.
All right. Love making and worship, are they the same thing or are they different? Now you can think about it and call me back. Okay. We'll talk about the topic next week as well.
I think I can answer the question.
All right, go ahead. You're rushing. You always
worship.
Rushing.
Yes. Worship is... Okay, let me say, when you play a music now, like a slow music, it puts you in the mood.
Okay.
And worship music, to me, can put anybody in the mood.
Okay.
Because I heard you saying Kendrick. So now I think I'm getting... So are you comparing maybe music that is noisy and the one that is not noisy, does it put us in the mood?
No. So I was going to play Kendrick to establish the fact that there is something different about the sound of music, the one that influences mood and the one... So both influences mood, but one sets you in a kind of love-making mood. Like
yes,
the way a love...
the worship.
Oh, good. Because that's exactly what
worship.
Love... Good. So are they the same? Is love-making and worship the same thing? If
it
you look at
not,
the characteristics...
It puts me in the mood.
It's not?
Yes, it is
so
not.
So it puts you in what mood?
Love-making mood.
So worship does that to you?
No, worship. Worshiping God. Like, my heart, everything is up to God at that moment. But the moment
like maybe okay. the music. Now
okay,
explain.
So okay.
I may want to, like I can't say I'm worshiping the lady, but I'm in the mood, like the music.
All right, so we're gonna need to thoroughly lacerate this with some additional logic. I have to go because I okay. have to be off on a break. So Lagos, if we don't continue today, we will further the conversation next week on the Lords of Logic, and you have just enough time in the week to think about it. We'll be right back.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.